Glory, hallelujah, amen. I love that, amen. It's just beautiful God, knowing that God is bigger, amen. God is bigger, amen. He's bigger than anything that we could face, amen. He's bigger than any situation. He's bigger than any issue. He's bigger than any disease. He's bigger than any sickness, amen. He's bigger than any bad relationship. He's bigger than any financial trouble. God is bigger. He's control of all of it, amen. And we just got to submit ourselves unto his hand. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm just excited on this morning for the grace of God to be with us. Amen. I'm just elated, amen, to God just to help us and to deliver us and to give us what he has given us. Amen. We want to talk to you this morning about overcoming environmental mentality. Amen. Overcoming environmental mentality, GPS. Amen. Get up, pick up, and step. Amen. And that way we can make it to our destination where God have us to go and where he wanting us to go and get there the way he need us to get there. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. We give an honor to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. Well, we give honor to my beautiful wife. Amen. Those of you that are online listening with us, we give honor to each and every one of you. We thank God for you this morning. Our word is dealing with the fifth chapter of John. Amen. And we're wanting to deal here in the eighth verse where Jesus talked to the man that's sitting by the pool of Bethesda, and he's there waiting, and he's been in this situation for a while, and he's sitting there, and Jesus comes along and asks him a question: wilt thou be made whole? And the gentleman do not give Jesus a real answer, but he says, sir, I have no man that when the water is troubled to put me in a pool, for when I'm on my way, someone get in the troubled water before me. And Jesus really didn't ask him that. Jesus asked him, wilt thou be made whole? In other words, do you want to be made whole? Are you in the situation where you want to be in a better condition? Do you want to be in a better situation? Do you want to have a better lifestyle? Do you want to have a better quality of life? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be delivered? Are you ready, amen, to get your life together? That's what Jesus was asking him. And he put his dependence on someone else. But Jesus ignored his answer and just told him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. That's what we want to talk about this morning. Environmental mentality. Environmental mentality. What is environmental mentality? Some big words. What is environmental mentality? Environmental mentality simply, by definition, is encompassing natural environment, social settings, built environments, learning environments, and informational environments. In other words, a person is affected mentally by their natural, social, built learning, and informational environment. Okay, I understand. I hear what you're saying. I still don't really get it. Okay. When an individual's mindset is similar to the people that they're around, that's environmental mentality. Birds of the same feather flock together. When an individual's mindset is crippled by the places that they go, the places that they hang out at, when they can't do any better because their environment don't give them the information necessary that they need to overcome the place that they're at. Amen. There's a saying also that says, if you lie down with dogs, and you will get up with fleas. Yes, yes, that is environmental mentality. We sometimes get stuck into a situation because we're in an environment that keep us strapped, that keep us in bondage, that keep us from being able to move to the next level. We envision the next level in our minds, and we have the next level in our hearts, but we can't reach the next level because we're trapped by the mentality set by the environment in which we're in. Okay? All right? So our mindsets is shaped and conditioned by our education, by our communities, and by even ourselves. We have a particular blueprint that is formed in us from the day that we are born. How mama treat us, and what mama teach us, and what daddy teach us, if daddy is involved and daddy not involved, if mama is involved or mama's not involved, is grandma involved and grandma not involved, they are downloading to you an environmental mentality. In other words, you will pick up a lot of things that they teach you and taught you. You will pick those things up. And even in if they take you to church, you will pick those things up. If they don't take you to church, you will pick those things up. If they have a certain type of career or job, most of the times you end up in a similar career or job. Why? Because you are subject to the environment in which you were placed, amen, and it affects your mindset, your mentality, amen, and you're operating based on the environment or the situation that you are in. So sometimes environmental mentality can condition you in an area in your life where you feel distressed, damaged, and full of doubt. Environmentality will make you believe sometimes that you're all alone. The world has forgotten you, and you just want to give up. It's been this way for years, and this is the way that it's going to be. I'm just going to lay here to the day that I die. Yeah. I just give up. I just give up on life. There's nothing better for me. There's nothing better that I will ever get. I am who I am, and I'm where I'm at, where I'm at, and I'm not gonna move any forward. I can't get nowhere. All the doors that are before me are shut. All the people that are supposed to be behind me is not behind me. Amen. And I just give up. I'm just gonna lay here and die. If you're that person that I'm speaking to today, if you're at that place in life where you just want to give up, if you're at that area of life where you feel like you just can't make it anymore, if you're in that place where you feel like you just can't take it anymore, I want you to hear me out today. I want you to listen to me today. I need you to hear what the Lord has for you today, because I must ask you this question, the same question the Messiah asked the man: wilt thou be made whole? Yeah, that's the question, wilt thou be made whole. Do you want to make it to the destination God has called you to? Are you willing to get out of your dilemma and walk in your destiny? There is a GPS, and it's get up, pick up, and step. Because this morning we want to talk about overcoming the environmental mentality. Overcoming environmental mentality. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he entered by the sheep gate. This was the same gate that Nehemiah was in charge of restoring. And next to that gate was a pool called Bethesda, aka also known as the House of Kindness, aka also known as the House of Mercy. Now, the pool had five porches. And the five porches, the number five, the biblical number, meaning of the number five, means grace. So if we look at this pool of Bethesda, we could say it was the house of grace and mercy. I like that already. It was the house of grace and mercy. And one thing I like about this man, he hung out at the house of grace and mercy. If you're going to be anywhere with an environmental mentality, if you're going to hang out somewhere with a lot of hang-ups, if you're going to be at the house of grace and mercy, if you're going to be in a place of pity instead of power in your life, you should be at the house of grace and mercy. But notice this. In the house of grace and mercy, notice there was impotent folk there. The impotent folk were the sick and the feeble folk, the weak folk. Amen. And there were at the house were some blind folk. The blind can't see their way. And at the house, there were halted folk, the crippled and the lame. Don't know which way to go. Don't know how to get there. And at the house, there were withered folk. The withered were paralyzed. Amen. They couldn't do anything but just lay there. Amen. And I want you to know today, for you that don't believe that you have to go to church, or for you that believe that you don't need to go to church, for you that don't go because you always saying those people down there at the church, I want you to know today that you can see that it's okay to hang out at the house, because at the house, everybody's there. Amen. Have sinned and come short of his glory. I want you to understand that the house is not perfect, and neither are the people in the house. Amen. But you want to wait for something to happen at the house. It's better to be in the place of grace and mercy. Because every now and then, an angel comes from heaven and troubles the water. And when the water gets troubled, somebody gets healed at the house of grace and mercy. When the water gets troubled, somebody gets delivered at the house of grace and mercy. When the water gets troubled, miracles happen at the house of grace and mercy. So it's okay to go to the house of grace and mercy. So just wait by the pool in the house, because one day your deliverance is coming. If you wait by the pool, healing is coming. If you wait by the pool, your miracle is coming. If you wait by the pool, but you gotta be in the house of grace and mercy. Amen. And if you're in the house, you'll get the witness. The water gets troubled every now and again. Amen. I know the house is full of trouble. And the house is full of troubled people. But wait in the house. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't know how, and I don't know when, but I do know that your deliverance is coming. You just need to wait at the house. The man who was in his condition for 38 years, he was waiting at the house of grace and mercy. And while he was waiting, he seen the water get troubled. And while he was waiting, he seen others get healed. While he was waiting, he became content in his situation and with his condition. He got satisfied with his situation. The brokenness of life had become his way of life. The beaten down became his norm. I know some of you understand how this man must have felt, because life has crippled you. Your job has beaten you down, and family has left you all alone. I know, you feel down and out. You feel you've been in that place for a long time, and it seems like the deliverance is not gonna come. Yeah, you've seen others get their blessing, and you've seen others get their healing, but you're still sick. You've seen others get their deliverance, but you're still in your pain. I want to talk to you today. You attend your church services, but there is no changes. I want to talk to you today. You do what is required, but there is no changes. I want to talk to you today. You've seen them come and you've seen them go, but there's still no changes. I want to speak with you today. Amen. But I need to tell you this morning, amen, that one day, amen, Jesus a man is going to come on the scene. But you just need to wait. Yeah. You need to wait at the house. Amen. Because, amen, if the water don't get troubled. Amen. And you can't make it to the water in time. Amen. Jesus will show up. Ain't that all right? I want you to know today. Amen. Jesus asked the man a question. And I pose that question to you today. Will thou be made whole? Amen. Do you want to be made whole? Amen. Do you want, amen, deliverance? Do you want healing? Do you want everything, amen, to be all right? Amen. Do you want to walk in a newness of life? Amen. All you got to do, amen, is follow these instructions. Jesus, amen, knew that the man had been there in that condition for a long time. He knew, amen, the man was subject to environmental mentality. Amen, because he had set in and had accepted the condition that he was in. He had gave an answer of defeat. He said, I have no man for when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. I come to tell you today, you don't have to worry about them getting ahead of you now. You don't have to worry about someone getting in the pool before you do. Because Jesus has asked you a question today. Will thou be made whole? Help is on the way. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. It's time to rise up. It's time to overcome environmental mentality. I understand where you're at. I understand the place that you've been in. I understand the place that you hang out in. I understand the people that you are around. I understand your community. I understand your job, your workplace. I understand where you're at in life. I understand your sickness and your condition. I understand your heartache and your heartbreak. But the time is not for you to rise and know, amen, that Jesus is asking you to rise up and take up your bed and walk. Amen. Today is your day. You need to rise. I know the environment says it's impossible, but rise. I know your haters say you can't do it, but rise. I know the odds are stacked against you, but rise. I know you have aches and pains, amen, but rise. It's been a long time. Amen, but rise, you're an overcomer. Amen, rise, get up. Hallelujah. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. And while you're getting up, Jesus told the man to take up thy bed. This is real. This is the important part. This is the important situation. While you are getting up, amen, take up your bed. What do you mean? What do you mean, preacher? Everything you've been laying on all of these years. The place where you've gotten comfortable. Pick it up. It sounds like it's tough. When you're just coming out of grief. And someone says, get over it. Your heart has been broken. And you're told to forgive and forget. Haters have slapped you in the face. And you need to turn the other cheek. You don't feel like you have the strength. You're just getting on your feet. But Jesus says, pick it up. All the issues you have, pick them up. All the sorrows you have, pick them up. All the pain you have, pick them up. Count it all joy and pick it up. Take up sickness and take up your finances. Take up troubles and walk. You got to pick it up, amen, to overcome the environmental mentality. You got to pick it up, amen, to overcome, amen, the situation that you're in. Because where you're going, amen, you might have to take some things with you. Amen, but don't let those things keep you in the place, amen, that you are right now. If you're going to make it to the next level, amen, you might have some sorrow, and you might have to take it with you. Amen, but don't let sorrow keep you in the place that you're in right now. The place that you're going, amen, if you're going to make it to the next level, amen, you might have to take some grief. Amen, but don't let grief keep you in the place that you are right now. Amen. Take grief with you. Amen. If you might have to. Amen. Pick up heartaches. Amen. But take heartaches with you. Because you're going to the next level. Amen. And but don't let heartache keep you in the place that you are right now. We're going to overcome environmental mentality. Oh God. Overcome. Overcome. Environmental mentality. Overcome environmental mentality. And when you rise up and when you get up, amen, it's time to get stepping. Jesus told a man. He said, rise. And Jesus told the man, he said, take up thy bed and walk. He's advising you, amen, to walk today. Yeah, to go forward, amen, because you've been laying around for 38 long years. Yes, you've been in the midst of the impotent folk. And yes, you've been among the blind and the halted. Yes, you've been with the withered. And yes, but now it's your time to go forward. You've seen them come and you've seen them go. Blessing after blessing. Deliverance after deliverance, amen, but now is your time to go forward, amen, you've seen healing after healing, but now is your time to go forward, amen, we'll get your troubles and go, get your brokenness and go. Get your weakness and go, because Jesus has given you the power to rise, to take up your bed, and to walk. Amen. Jesus has spoken his word unto you. He didn't spit on the ground, amen, and made mud in the dirt and rub them on your eyes, amen. But you can see, amen, he didn't touch you, amen, to get you to be healed, amen. He didn't have to lay his hands on you, amen. You didn't have to reach for his garment, amen, but he just spoke a word, amen, for you to get your healing. He spoke a word, amen, rise up. He spoke a word, amen, to get up, amen. He spoke a word to take up, amen. He spoke a word to walk and go forward. Amen. He spoke a word, and immediately wholeness, amen, is yours. It's your time right now. It's your time this very moment. It's your time this very hour. It's your time. Immediately, amen, you'll get the strength. Immediately, amen, you'll get the power. Amen, overcoming the environmental mentality. Amen, we all have sinned and come short of his glory. Amen, we all have experienced issues in our life. We all have experienced problems in the life. We all have experienced bad and negative situations. We all have experienced negative relationships. We all have experienced hard times. We all have experienced financial situations. We all have experience, amen. Oh Lord, we all have experience rough and tough, being laid off, amen. We all have experience sickness. We all have experience being in the hospital bed. But I want you to know today, don't let that keep you from the house of grace and mercy. Amen. Because at the house of grace and mercy, amen, some may pretend to be perfect Christians and had no issues. But I want you to know today that you can wait at the house. Amen. And it's not for them, but it's for you to be at the house of grace and mercy. You may not see, them come, and you might see them go. You may see them come, and you may see them go one after another. One may get blessed, and another may get blessed. One may get delivered, and another may get delivered. One may get healed, and another may get healed. And you're sitting there, amen, at the house of mercy, amen, wondering when it's going to be my time. I'm doing what it takes. I'm in the house. I'm waiting on my deliverance. I'm waiting on my healing. I'm waiting for Jesus to come by. Amen. But Jesus will show up. He's going to identify you in due time. Just wait on him. He's coming. He may not come when you want him, but he's going to be on time. He's on his way. He's coming back for a ready church, a church without spot and without wrinkle. Oh, I can hear his voice, the voice of Christ. He's saying, get up, pick up, and step. Amen. One day he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, it's not my will, but thy will be done. He went to the cross, amen, so he made it possible. He went to the cross. He hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. Amen, he hung on the cross. And at the ninth hour, he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders. Ain't that all right? Yes. it's all right because he gave up. He gave up the ghost. And then he got up with all power in his hands. He got up with all power the third day with all power in his hands. So he have the power to speak to your life. He have the power to speak to your situation. He have the power to speak to your circumstance. He have the power to wake you up. He have the power to let you live again. He have the power to deliver you. He have the power to rescue you. He have the power to fix you. He have the power to save you. He have the power. Get up, pick up, and step. Oh, your destiny is waiting. Oh, your destination is waiting. Amen. It's time for us, amen, to overcome environmental mentality. Amen. No environment don't have no power over me. Amen. But God said to get up, pick up, and step. We're more. Thank you, Jesus. We're more than conquerors. Because at the end of the book, if you're in Christ, you'll win. Hallelujah. Pray with me, most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you now, God, because you are God. And, oh, you've been so good to us. God, so many suffer from environmental mentality. Oh, their situations has got them caught up in a place, amen, that they feel that they're locked up. They feel in bondage. Oh, God, they feel like they can't get deliverance. They feel as if there's no healing. They feel, oh God, there's no way, oh God, but we know that you are a deliverer. We know that you are a way maker. We know, oh God, that you are a bridge over troubled waters. Oh Father, your words say you're a very present help in the time of trouble. And Father God, we're living in a troubled times. Oh God, our communities are troubled. Gun violence has caused trouble. COVID has caused trouble. The political atmosphere has caused trouble. The social mindsets of division and racism has caused trouble. Sickness has caused trouble. Death is causing trouble. Oh God, but we know, oh, you are very present help. God, help us speak your word into our lives that we may get up. Oh God, take up and walk. Father, we need you right now, God, to do it for us. Oh, in a mighty way, God. Oh, send your blessings. Let it rain down like manna from heaven. Oh, upon us right now in the name of Jesus. And we'll just thank you and we praise you. Oh, we glorify you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And we want to speak. We want to speak to you. We want to speak to you now. Those that do not have a relationship with Christ, those that don't know him in the pardons of your sins, those of you that feel that you have environmental mentality, yet you feel because of your situation that you can't be saved. You feel because of your environment that God will not accept you. You feel that there's no hope for you because you've been in your place for a very long time. I want you to know today that God is calling you. You have a destiny. You have a place in God. And God wants you right now to just get up, pick up, and walk. Walk into that destiny. Walk with him. Amen. And know that he is that God that he is. That he have the power, amen, to move in your life. If you would just let him. If you believe on the Christ Jesus. That he was born by a Virgin Mary. That he lived, died, and was resurrected from the dead, and that he sit on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. If you believe it, the Bible said, is nigh thee even in your mouth. If you believe it in your heart and you confess it with your mouth, amen, I declare right now that you are saved. Amen. If you say it, if you confess it and you believe it, you are saved. It's just as simple as that. You don't have to jump over benches. You don't have to do cartwheels up and down the aisles of the church house. Amen. You just simply need to confess it, repent of your sins, and confess it in your heart. Amen. If you believe it, amen, God will save you. You could consider yourself saved. Amen. And I believe, amen, that he just saved you at this very moment. Amen. And I need you to believe it. Amen. And get closer to Christ. Amen. Read his word to an understanding. Amen. That he may strengthen you. Amen. And strengthen the relationship with you in Christ. Amen. Every day won't be perfect. Amen. But I guarantee you, every day, amen, will be the day that the Lord has made, and you can rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. We thank each and every one of you for being with us today. We thank you for loving us enough to spend time with us. We thank you for listening to us. Amen. And we hope that we've said something to you, amen, that encouraged you and strengthened you and has built your Christian relationship with Christ. We're going to be here again next Sunday. Amen. So we ask that you just continue to share, amen, our Facebook page. Amen. Share our LinkedIn page. Like it on Facebook. Not LinkedIn, I'm sorry. YouTube. Go to our YouTube stream, Triumph Life Ministry. YouTube. Subscribe. You can also watch there. We're streaming there as well on YouTube. Subscribe, like the videos. Amen. We will have the replay there. The replay will also be here on Facebook as well as the website and all of those places. We just ask, just share it. Amen. Let's get the word out that God is moving in this ministry. Amen. From the bedroom, from the living room, from the kitchen, wherever you may be. Amen. God is moving in your life. He's moving in our life. Pray for us as we pray for you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Our benediction. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Have a great week.
Everything attached to you wins. You point to your favorite child. Everything attached to you wins. Come on, listen to me.